I think in my life, it's kind of good things happen all the time for some reason. And I left a boxing gym tonight, and I believe boxing is a metaphor for everything. Like, I just do. I believe that. And I believe in the hard language, and I believe in the... It's something to describe and all that. And I also been hunting always for that perfect opening, you know. It's kind of like when you land a left hook, you know, and I want that. I want it was the best and worst of times. I want that. I want that 4 score and 7 years ago to be or not to be. I want that. I want that in my work. I also know that you got to live it and breathe it. And I keep chasing it. And what's really funny is whenever I write, I don't know where you guys are. I have this writing room, and this energy comes. It's like, no, 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 no. It's like this unbelievable power, and I just, it's consuming, and it happens. And my mind, for some crazy reason, works in mass. It goes, and I don't think in just one. I think in, like, 100 pages, 300 pages. And it's not to say it's good, but that's what happens, this energy. And I hope it's with me for a long time. But this thing that's going on in the world, and I've watched mankind, I believe in my heart, I believe this, and I live this. I was sent here as a messenger. I believe that. And I lived a life as that. And sometimes the message isn't always good and not always pleasing to the ear. Like tonight in the boxing gym, some kid was sparring. I've trained him for, 8 years. And he was in there, and he's getting ready to do a pro fight, and he wants to spar these other kids. I walked in, and I says, you come in to spar them? I says, no, you can't spar them. They're fucking bums. Now, the kid's hitting the bag. He goes, I ain't no fucking bum. And he come over and he wants a confrontation physical, you know. Like he's, I think he's like 165 pounds. Well, that's what he was, 165 pounds of like lean and mean. I says, you're right. You're not a fucking bum. You're a big fucking bum. It's how you say it. But then we made up. Okay, then you hold the patch and you get him to work. And the only reason I'm telling you this story is because when you write, land that left hook, don't be afraid of it. Boom, it's there. Boom, it's there. Don't be afraid to be the messenger. You were sent here. You were sent here as messengers. Now, what do you do with it? You hear the voice, and it's a gift. And then you got to figure out what the sender meant. Anyway, I've been hunting for that, and it said, I hunted for the bells after Vietnam. I hunted for them. Really, I did, me and my friend. And so this title of this thing's good, there were no bells. Okay. Reason behind the reason. I guess the best place to begin is at the beginning, and my best guess is usually right. But how do you begin? Memory and memory fades, dims over the years like a dull knife cutting through a bull rope. Great image, dull knife through a bull rope. I could have said yesterday's rain, a rubber boot, sucking through mud, and how your feet hunkered on rubber boot and mud hole. Could be memory. Or memory could be a blue pilot light on an old iron stove and the smell of bacon on a Sunday morning or hot coffee brewing. It could be a good memory or a time you sat on an old crate peeling green apples and you cut your finger how it burned all for apple pie, but the dull knife cutting a dull rope, apple pie cooling on a windowsill on an autumn day. I guess that could be a beginning. What were the memories but all lessons of feel good or pain, telling someone that cares to listen. I remember that we lived in a dirty alley in Lawrenceville and there were rats, lingering garbage smell. My first memories were pain, and I caught my finger in the door of an Oldsmobile, and I stood crying on the side, crying as cars drove by, unable to free myself of the pain. I remember the fat man in the alley that killed a black snake with a pitchfork and a shovel, and the mulberry bush in the backyard, and how we would run free through the summer as my mother always bent, hanging the white sheets. It was all good, not bad, and it was all free as summer breeze to the have-nots, those that didn't even know they were poor. And I asked myself, why the memory of 60 years gone, and I'm sitting here hunting for reasons as to why. American dream? Maybe that's what it's about. A dream that we could never quite reach, but we tried anyway, like looking far into the blue sky and wondering how high and how far we can reach. And for some reason, a cellar with a pile of black coal, how my father fed the flame, and how the shovel made the dragging sound feeding the flames, and how the smell of coal permeated, but it was a good smell, and how my father wore a wife beater t-shirt, just like Brando in the movie Waterfront. It was a memory of a strong man and a little boy tossing big hunks of the coal into the fire. A good memory. Now the years have passed, and I have to leave this line out, I don't want you to know. And for some reason, feel compelled to finish the work which I was sent here by the sender to do. Realizing when you tell anyone that you were sent here by a sender as a messenger, they will think you mad, half out of your skull. But you have always had the ability to see inside their souls and read their faces. I tilt my head to the side and tell them, I was sent as a messenger, and I've always knew things, and I will return to the sender. And having met few messengers in my life, but having met so many reasons, St. Francis, Basho, Mother Teresa, Van Gogh, Neruda, Pedro Pio, Cervantes, Henry David, Bobby Kennedy, as his eyes tilted towards the sender, he lay dying on the floor of a dirty kitchen, his eyes always tilted to the heaven. Martin Luther King, who dreamed of freedom, of the grace of Brooks Robinson or the arm of Clemente, of Socrates as he lifted the cup and drank the poison. There were some of my brothers and sisters. Michelangelo saw David in the stone. And not only David, but the soul of David. Anne Frank, she only wanted life as she scribbled in a diary as the men with jackboots dragged her away. And Whitman, changing the bandages of all those that believe men should be free. And now I'm compelled to write the story. I'm tired. Thank you. Next Whitman.